Well, we always go back to Bible prophecy when I have a conversation with Dr. Rob Congdon, who covers European Union for us. Rob, you're not the only one that has a thought about prophetic information coming out of our conversations. When you look at current events, it is indeed a theme that is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is the case as it relates to the European Union. I understand the IMF, International Monetary Fund, is saying that the Eurozone is going to be at the center of a certain storm in the future, and even they are considering the possibility of it going away. Now, you've said that the European Union is going to be able to help the Eurozone to survive. Do you think that's the case, especially with this statement from the IMF?
Well, I think what they're doing is that they're setting the groundwork so that perhaps the Eurozone, as we recognize it, is only partial part of the nations of Europe and the European Union. I think they're setting up the grounds to enlarge it, but possibly under a new name. I still do not believe the euro is done. I think that what this will be is to take a crisis, use that crisis, which could be of significant proportions. They're really warning that this could be the epicenter that could affect the entire world's economy. I think they will use that crisis to gain more power and to perhaps, in the need to revise it or do away with it, create a total EU euro program, and that would probably be far-reaching beyond even the European Union. So I think the groundwork's being set. They just changed some rules recently that makes the Commission a more secretive organization. That's the ruling power of the EU, so they could be well moving toward an earthquake, you take actions, and then maybe that's what they're about to do.
Well, what about this fiscal treaty? Is it taking the European Union in a wrong direction, or is it trying to help what the IMF is talking about?
Well, it's trying to help bail out countries, but the countries that need the bailout are increasing by the day, and there's growing unrest among the people of those countries. And when you have that, the comment has even been made that it could lead toward the fear of extremism or a totalitarian system arising. So you could see how it could all be moving to a crisis point, and the crisis could come with some group, perhaps the Commission itself, taking stronger powers and reducing the sovereignty of the individual states and of the individual freedoms involved.
Wow, some entity taking stronger powers. That does sound like a prophetic scenario, the Antichrist appearing, coming out of the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire there in the European Union. Rob, let's quickly think about the French elections. President Sarkozy, is he going to be out, or do you think he'll survive?
Well, all the polls would indicate that he is out. I think it fits this general mood that we're already describing of Europe. The reaction has been that, and Germany has driven it, to more austere living and to cutting back, and the people just are not accepting that, and I think the vote in France will be a reflection of that. They want to say, no, spend more. Well, I don't know how spending can solve any problem when you're running out of cash. So, but the people are demanding that, and Sarkozy could well be the first very visible defeated person over that issue. He's tried to make it austere and to cut back, and Germany's urging that. He's been close friends with Merkel. They have been working toward that. The people are saying they don't want to give up anything. They just want more. So I think we're moving toward a very dangerous time, if you will, in the world economy and in the nations themselves.
Well, just tell me, do you think that'll be a big change?
Yes, I think it will be.
That is a report on the European Union and what's happening there, Dr. Rob Congdon.